So you're asking for a waiver on the 6 and 209 side?
Yeah, the width right here of the 6 and 209.
So they're, the ordinance requires 25 feet. They're doing 20. They'd like to do 20. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to do 20. 20 and 20 and 22. So we have 20 on the lot frontage and then 22 feet where we abut the Dollar General property is what we're asking for.
All right, what, out of curiosity, what's the reason for needing the reduction?
Just because of the site layout, being able to position everything where we need it to be. It's very minimal, like I said, it's, you know.
Are you running into a problem in between the parking spots? That's why you want to shove it forward, or?
Yeah. Just because where this access easement, it kind of restrains where we have the site. And so putting everything where we need to put it, we just end up a little bit too close on this side, which, I mean, 20 feet's not, it's still a decent amount, it's just we're a little 5 foot closer. And then on this side, with the way this is accounted for with this, we just have to be, you know, we're 22, so we're 3 foot off the requirements.
Yeah, so basically with their parking depth and aisle requirements.
That's what I meant.
They're splitting hairs, basically. They need that 5 feet here so that they have adequate aisle here.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing over here for good traffic flow. I understand it. It's really up to the board.
So you're talking here, coming this way?
Well, he's at 22. He's got 22 feet here when it requires 25, and he's got 20 here when.
Oh, that's what's on the plan already.
That's what. Yeah, that's what he's already got.
This is leaving future use for this property. That only here.
Yeah, that connector is, you know, for access to the rear of the property for the owner.
Okay, but that's not where the existing driveway is then.
The existing driveway for.
No, the existing driveway's over here.
No, I mean in the back.
Yeah, but I think to the back is like right here somewhere.
Yeah,
there's like a loop here, and then it comes down around through here.
Yeah, like here's the loop in the existing site right here. Mm. That says asphalt. That's kind of like the center, yeah.
But they're not tearing down the second building in there, right?
No, they said they were.
Yeah, no, yeah, everything's coming down.
Yeah, everything's coming down.
Okay.
Double check, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, all buildings to be removed. All buildings to be removed before construction starts.
That was all part of the demo.
Yeah, because we even told them they have to, if it was a garage, they wouldn't have to do anything with it, but.
They weren't going to take out the septic tank, but everything else was going to go.
I'm sorry, Tony, what was your question?
What's the explanation for the waiver?
So based on their site layout, to my understanding, because I've talked with him, in order to get proper parking depth and aisle separation between the parking, so that you can, for congestion purposes, that's the reason. So, you know, typically you have the depth of a parking spot and then you have two-way aisle in between the parking. It is, right. It does make the
can
site.
Can I make a suggestion? The letter that was attached for the waiver doesn't address that. Maybe it should be addressed so the supervisors know exactly the reason that you're requesting the waiver for.
Yeah, we can make that adjustment and add a narrative description. So,
so it's not limiting the trees or does
it? Yeah, it's not the concentration. It's not the density or concentration of the landscaping. It's the grassy area.
Yeah, it's literally just the grass.
Just the buffer.
And the fact that you don't have them against the building.
Right. Yeah, and the second one, we don't have them against the building.
Yeah, that would be great if you could specify that. This way we know what everyone's talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can adjust the letter.
So is there any issue with either one of those? And are you satisfied with the addition of the plantings on the other lot?
I'm so, happy with it.
Yeah. Some of the things we made a change based on last meeting's comments, we added that landscape next to the detention basin. And then there was also conversation about a fence. So we added a fence around the detention basin as well.
Right.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah, for safety.
And so some of the, and then I think a lot of the other ones were relatively minor. We added the notes as requested on the front. I'm sure John will go through it.
Yeah, the notes on the front, there were some notes throughout that needed a little modification. Yeah.
Niches, spots, and whatnot.
I don't know if you want to take the time to go through the comments one by one, we can, or if you want to wait for John to reissue his letter and
Yeah, I mean, I have a letter. I don't know. I mean, part of the reason I think you've got ongoing stuff with PennDOT and obviously the MPDS and stuff. How close do you feel that you are to, you know, looking to get a recommendation from this board to move forward?
Carmen, are you on the? Carmen wants to chime in.
Yes. Good evening, folks. We don't have a schedule that puts us under any type of duress. So, you know, if we go through the normal procedure, we're not asking the board to grant us any type of relief beyond the normal schedule. The traffic engineer did submit the PennDOT scoping application notes that addressed the PennDOT comments that went in about a week or two ago. The NPDS just got submitted this week, so that's a 30-day completeness review, as John probably can tell you. So we're not under any duress.
Minimum of 30 days.
Accommodate the normal schedule of the township.
You'll be lucky if you get that review in 30 days.
So,
yeah.
You know, and I
thanks,
guess
Carmen.
The question for Carmen, you know, and you is, I mean, it's customary that, you know, those are conditions of approval, like your PennDOT
right.
And your NPDS. You know, my question really, Carmen, is how soon do you want this board to make its recommendation to move you along, you know, based on where you're at?
Well, we certainly would appreciate a conditional approval, you know, subject to satisfying that those conditions. There's going to be probably developers agreements and things of that nature that we could start to generate once we have that conditional approval that gives AutoZone the comfort level to start putting all those notes together. So if we could get a conditional approval, you know, recommendation from the board at the end of this month, conditional approval from council in March, and then deliver the remaining documents that would be necessary, NPDS, PennDOT approval, any other elements and items that might be required in April, that would probably put us into a late spring ground break, which would fit perfect with the weather.
Is there going to be any issue with the PennDOT application?
Not that I can see. The notes that they had, they wanted to confirm the traffic generation from the AutoZone, which we shared that with this board with the trip generation study. They wanted to see some of the signal warrants, the turning warrants. So we don't expect anything contrary. When I spoke with Todd Wedforth, it was more than dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure that existing permit for the Dollar General encompassed the AutoZone. As you probably all can remember, PennDOT denied direct access for the AutoZone parcel to the state route, so they're directing us to use the Dollar General driveway.
Well, that's the way it was set up, yeah. But there isn't going to be anything that's going to trip traffic controls or any change with what that's basically what I'm asking. So,
you know, I would say I think PennDOT is safe. You know, they'll get their approval. I think NPDS, I mean, I sat in with the pre-conference with them. I mean, I don't see anything that would deviate or change the plan significantly. So it's customary. I mean, just using Econopac as an example, when this board moved this on and we got approval, it took almost a year to get all those things in place before we. I appreciate their optimism to be ready in late spring, but I just know how it goes.
Yeah. You know? Well, so do I with the NPDS permit alone.
These permits just don't come quick. But, you know, my only recommendation to the board is typically if we felt that there were going to be significant impacts that might deviate or change the map, but I don't see that with this application. It's a pretty simple plan. You know, I think they'll get the necessary.
I think if you supply the letters and the stuff for the next meeting, we could make a recommendation subject to.
Does this have to go to county planning before this is changes?
So
yes.
Yes.
Has it been delivered to county?
So this hasn't been because nobody knew what was going to be yes or no.
Okay.
On.
Yep.
The revised
we did get county planning review comments on January 9th.
But on the original plan though.
Not on this revision.
Not on the revision.
Not on the revision, and not for they ask for the relief of the relief from the zoning, and that should be included when you submit this to the county for review. So your letters that you're going to get to us in respect to that, that should go with this map when it goes to county.
There is a letter asking for the waivers with the packet that was submitted. I'm simply asking Carmen to
clarify it
for supervisors. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can rewrite that letter with additional explanation.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good.
I don't see any reason.
And then when you get that, if you could get this, be sure that gets in the secretary's hand and she can submit it to county for you. Then we could.
Do we need to send it to fire department?
Wait, Carmen, were you working on sending it to the fire department?
I just got that notice today. I had thought, my mistake, I thought they had reviewed the plans that were submitted. I asked Shahana if she could give me a contact. We'll make a direct note for the fire department. I just need a contact name, address.
Clear about storage and material stuff.
What they want.
Okay. Nope. Yep. I don't know if you heard what Kevin said. Be clear about the storage of materials and what you're doing to contain it.
Sounds good.
All right.
So we did get the county comment letter, and there was a couple things on there that, I don't know, John, did you get a chance to see this?
I have not seen that, no. Right. Go ahead. I'm used to the county comments, so.
So one of their comments has to do with the title survey. There was an alter survey that was done, and then what's shown on that sheet. And there is a small parcel. Here, I'll show it over here. So the alter survey, which we're not proposing to get recorded anyway, but there's a small parcel here that's actually, here's the Dollar General. This is the Dollar General's stormwater basin. And then there's a small residual parcel left over from a previous subdivision. It's we have no earth disturbance on it. It's not part of our parent parcel that we're working on, which is all this up here. The county had asked for a meets and bounds description for that, and it was included on the alter because it wasn't part of our site. So we would just ask that we would not be required to.
If it's not on your site, why would you be required to do that meets and bounds?
I agree.
Yeah.
If they missed it on the Dollar General, then. But
it's an independent parcel. Really,
and you're renting it, so you're not concerned about clear title, right?
Right, yeah, right. AutoZone is leasing the property.
Right.
And then the only other comment they made was concerning, you can actually see it on this plan, there is a small piece of sidewalk that for some odd reason exists that goes pretty much to the edge. And they asked about extending this sidewalk into the property and connecting it. The comment actually reads, connecting sidewalk from Dollar General should be extended. We would rather not do that. Just because of where the sidewalk is, it's going to come into the site right where our entrance is. We'd have to route pedestrian traffic through all those lanes. Plus, we don't anticipate a lot of foot traffic coming from Dollar General to the AutoZone.
That's like the sidewalks.
I don't know about that.
I
don't know about that. People are.
Well, I guess we would want to discourage it because just from a safety standpoint. We'd rather people that's drive like over.
I think that there should be some kind of pedestrian way.
That is part of our ordinance. That's why it's there.
But it's not even like a frontage sidewalk. It's a tiny strip that just goes along the.
Yeah, they just wanted to, at one point, connect all the spaces along 209 as they're being built, but to try and connect sidewalks.
But usually that, those kinds of sidewalks go on the right of way. If there was a sidewalk around here, I could see the argument.
What about directing it up?
So you'd want to.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I
would prefer to see it gone and put over here.
Well, it's not their project.
I know.
This was the thing. Without knowing what's going to be next to it, how do you know where to put whatever?
That sidewalk is there. Wide is it?
I don't know. It's not very, though. Off the top of my head, I'd have to go measure it.
But it, like right now, it really serves no functional purpose. And like I said, it, you know, it doesn't even go to a sidewalk on Dollar General's property. It just goes to the edge of their parking lot.
Yeah, I think they just did a curb drop there to.
I don't think it was, it's just like there.
The same on this side. It just ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just ends. Yeah.
Did they do it on
this side too? Yeah.
So they did it on both sides.
Yeah.
So they could send people over to the township building, right?
Well, the thing
I think it's for somebody. I think it was for somebody that might consider walking on 209. To be honest with you, I mean, or you know, some walking, like somebody that's going to walk just to, you know, it's just pedestrian traffic. I mean, what the thought is I don't know. I just know that.
Well, is there a way that you can make pedestrian friendly access between the two properties? Is there a way that you can do that?
Again, where that location is tying into that sidewalk. You know, so we'd have to extend this sidewalk out, right? And so we either have to come along here, and then you can see the store's here. This is all a drive. This is a driver's parking. There's a great difference here.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it over here. You got the truck.
I mean, otherwise we're coming through, and then we'd have to get rid of your landscaping to put the sidewalk over here.
The expectation is going to be that this is going to be driveway to the rear. So either way, I mean, if you came across here or came across here, you're still feeding across the.
Yeah, but then we'd be bringing pedestrian traffic, you know, right up through again in an access, you know. And we'd have to bring it.
But my question basically is our ordinance asking to have that done?
Not specifically, no.
No, they did.
I mean, we did this down in West Palm in front of the McDonald's. I think it's in front of the McDonald's. There's this short little sections of sidewalk. Maybe in front of Walmart too, and it's just like nobody ever gets to it. I think when they just redid the gas, they tore up a bunch of it and never replaced it, because nobody can get to that sidewalk unless they get dropped off by a car, and then you know what are they going to do? Just walk back and forth, because it takes you nowhere.
No, I understand.
I think it's dangerous myself.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if there was a sidewalk, you know, along the main road. And then we could maybe bring traffic down through. That would make sense. A lot of municipalities are doing that now.
Yep.
But this is a small interior piece that I really don't know the function or what the thought was, because it's so far back. And again,
it's in line with the front of that other building, I'm assuming.
With the Dollar General.
I believe so.
Yeah, just from a safety standpoint, I don't like putting pedestrian traffic in drive aisles.
From a safety standpoint, too, though, with that sidewalk there, people might walk across it and then go into your area.
But
cause a problem for you, though.
It could. I would rather rip it out, but we, you know, that's Dollar General's property. I can't touch it.
Well, if it's impeding from one to the other, you could ask permission to remove that. That's not a big ask. What are you talking, 8 feet of concrete?
So essentially it's the county's identifying. What did they actually say?
So verbatim it says, connecting sidewalk from Dollar General should be extended.
Yes.
That's the entire comment.
I mean,
Do they cite any section of the ordinance for that job?
No, they do not.
I didn't think so.
There's nothing in the ordinance. It's just a comment. So... I mean, it's not in the ordinance. I don't think we can obligate the applicant to do it.
No, I don't. I'm not talking about obligating.
And I don't. I mean, it would be one thing, as he identified, and I would say to the board, if there was, you know, even if it's not in the ordinance, that there was something that went all along Route 6 where there was identifiable pedestrian traffic, you could ask him to do that. But I think asking them to connect a sidewalk right into a drive aisle is a mistake. You know, because
I'm just saying, I think I would block it off so nobody can walk through.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now that we're put on notice about it, it would make more sense to get rid of what's there on the Dollar General side.
Yeah. Right. Do we approach Dollar General? Is this easy?
I think the applicant should.
We could ask.
I think the applicant should. I think. Right.
Can we just flip up this?
Would the township have to recall what the idea was about the sidewalk when the Dollar General was built?
Because back then they wanted the sidewalks at every new construction site connecting right down so people didn't have to walk along 209 and 6. I remember that.
I thought I remembered something.
I thought they'd actually made that into the ordinance, but I never looked.
It's not.
Okay, it's not in the ordinance.
No.
I'm not familiar.
But that was their intent.
So, it's customary.
I think from AutoZone's perspective, if we could get permission from Dollar General to remove it, we would remove it. We don't have a problem as AutoZone requesting.
Does that make sense to you, John?
To remove it, we do have a relationship with them because of.
Does that make sense, Mr. Magnotta?
Yeah, I would.
I'm sorry.
When you say remove it, is there a portion of the sidewalk that is interfering with your access?
No,
but you're inviting people to walk on it, and they're going to come onto their property, which may be uneven.
So yeah, I mean,
I think it's a hazard either way.
So Tony, really, the bigger issue is that it would direct pedestrian to walk right into a drive aisle. So it's really a hazard. You know, it's a hazard where pedestrians would walk right where traffic's coming into the site.
We don't want that.
We don't want that yet. I think removing it is the way to go.
But I do recall that it was required of the Dollar General to put that sidewalk in because they didn't do it voluntarily.
Agreed. And I mean, if there was more consistency, like if they didn't have to use this access or shared access with the Dollar General, and their entrance was out front, it'd be a different story. You might be able to accommodate.
Well, they have a small detention.
But the problem is that their traffic is coming right into the site at that location.
The reason that was moved back was because they had to put that small detention pond in the front of the building too. So, and we can't anticipate 8 years ago what we were going to do today either. So
we had no idea what was
going to
go.
Yeah, if it's a safety hazard, I would agree with the applicant to try to get it removed.
Does that make sense, Carmine?
Yeah, and okay. We could actually add that to the demolition plan as an add alternate that basically tells the contractor to remove it with permission from Dollar General. So we'll put that note right on the demolition plan.
Gentlemen?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. That sounds like the right thing to do.
Okay.
Sure. And hopefully Dollar General will agree with us and allow AutoZone to do it. And of course, once AutoZone removes it, they'll put back grass. They won't leave it bare. They won't leave it looking unsightly.
Dollar General's only stance might be that the township made them put it in.
Yeah, and where do you put all the grass now?
Ask them to take it out.
Is there anything else on the list?
I don't have anything unless there's questions from the.
I don't think so. If you get us the rest of the information and make it clear why you're wanting the waiver, I think then we can make recommendations to the supervisors. And of course,
just make it clear that it's about safety.
Include the sidewalk part in that letter, right. However. And the, All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, no planning needed.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Thank you.
All right.
With the septic system for the county sent out.
I remember.
They wanted to know why there's no planning. So we had to send a mail to the PEP.
Yeah,
it came back. Not required. I talked to Mike about that too. I said, "Why are you getting involved in septic?" Oh, every time there's land development, you have to do planning. No, only if it's vacant lot that's being developed.
That's ridiculous.
And didn't ever have planning for septic.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night. Safe drive, Tom.
Safe drive.
Kevin had to do what I had to do. Do too much fluids all day. I'm good for about every 90 minutes.
I'll make it.
I'm lucky I make it that long.
I went before I left.
in the summer times, I don't make it that long. Because I drink a lot. I drink a gallon a day.
used to buy it.
When I don't go, that's when I'm concerned.
As long as you're sweating.
I was doing construction, man. I always had a gallon of water.
As I'm drinking.
I just brought that. Call me tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep, thank you.
I thought they had emailed it to you, but they may not have emailed it to you.
Is this the second update?
Yeah, this is the...
The newest?
Yeah, newest update.
I mean, there was just a couple stupid questions.
If it looks good, you know, we can...
Yeah. Move through.
Move forward, yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
I'm sure it's fine. It's a simple project.
Just got to do it.
Yeah, I just got to get it done.
So while we still have John here, and we're going to go over these other ordinance revisions possibly, I really want to make some sort of determination about what we're going to do for a planner.
Yeah.
Because of the way we had the meetings and the stuff skipped over, and we've just pushed this back another couple months again. So,
yeah.
So what's the pleasure of the board? How does the board feel about that? We have two presentations, one from an individual and one from a larger firm.
Well, so personally, my feeling is I would like to deal with the individual one. I think it more fits what we do here. I think for one, the bigger places, I think that some of it's going to get lost in translation because they're going to have multiple people working for multiple departments, working for, you know. That's just my opinion. I mean, they may have a broader depth of resources, but that goes.
My opinion is the individual too, just for the simple reason that by the time you go through everybody in the other department, a lot of times we need something done now. We want to get working on it right away, for whatever reason. And I think the one-on-one does this better. It's always worked in the past.
I'd have to say the individual, as long as she can keep up when we need her. My only thought is, can she, you know, if she's busy with a couple of different municipalities and we're looking for something, can she produce it? That's my only thing about an individual.
Well, we've had individuals in the past, and yeah, we haven't had a problem with it. But I know.
I haven't had any problem. Like, meeting with Tom, he's always had been.
And the individual looks like she's going to be far less.
It's going to be what?
Cost. Less.
Cost-wise. Oh, okay. Cost-wise.
Oh, cost-wise.
So, I mean, that's better for the taxpayers overall.
Yeah.
Right?
Leaving her travel time, she cuts it in half.
Right.
Travel time's half.
I'd have to lean towards the individual on that.
Does John have an opinion one way or the other?
Well, I like the individual, because I'm one. But yeah, I appreciate your concerns. I mean, obviously, I know my own business, and you know, there's certainly challenges associated with meeting the needs when you represent a municipality. Yeah, I agree with that. But I think generally, the individual will be less, you know, costly for various needs for the
municipality. A little more personal.
A little bit more personal, yeah. And yeah. They can relate better. I mean, look, I represent many clientele throughout all kinds of municipalities. You know, larger firms, sometimes you do get lost. I mean, you know.
That's exactly what I was saying.
If you're not a huge municipality, they may tend to kick you to the back burner. Yeah.
I mean, your applications get bounced around. You know, just from my perspective, you know, based on what I've seen with the township and the type of applications that come in and the frequency they come in, I certainly think that an individual will be able to keep up with that and meet your needs. And as long as you outline what you want, you know, I think... I don't know who is it, anyway.
I can't remember.
Nancy.
Nancy, yeah.
What's Nancy's last name? Sarsenella.
Where's she out of?
Stroudsburg.
And who's the firm?
Yeah, she's an individual.
No, who's the
firm? Oh, the firm.
Baker.
Yeah, Baker. Thank you.
I have the papers.
Where are they?
Outside of Philly, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they're statewide. They have several different offices. They have several different specialties. They do the only advantage to a bigger firm like that is that if you get into legal things where you need certain representation in court circumstances, but then you're going to pay for that dearly. You're going to pay for that dearly. So,
and then you just hire a specialist in that for the court thing and just hope to God that you never end up in court.
Mr. Magnotta, do you have a feeling one way or the other?
Well, I'm like John. As a sole practitioner, I like to try to think that we are able to care for more than one municipality at a time. I know I do. I've worked with Nancy before. I don't know the other firm at all. So I think she'd be able to do the job. I don't really know anything about the Baker firm other than what I heard the other night.
Does our zoning officer have any opinion?
No, I agree with the individual. You get better response. You get okay. They're more attuned to what you're doing. And
okay, so I would ask the secretary to send a note to the board of supervisors at their next meeting, which is next Monday, that. This board would request the hire of Nancy Sarsenella as our planner.
Monday is a holiday, so Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Wednesday. Tony can make Wednesdays, he can't make Tuesdays, so we made every holiday move to Wednesday.
So if you would write that note to them saying that the majority of the board, because we don't have, but the majority of the board feels that that's the appropriate decision to make. Is that okay with you guys? All right, John, the floor is yours.
All right, so I know we have a number of open, you know, I'll call it ordinance items that we wanted to discuss, and I don't know what the highest priorities are. I think if we want to start, we could talk about the data centers, you know.
Whatever your pleasure. Just for the record, the 407 is the one that the supervisors kind of want to get done, but that needs more attention. So if we could get to that at our regular meeting at the end of the month, if you'd come for that, we'd appreciate that.
I will come for that.
Okay.
Yes.
So we aren't going to deal with 407 tonight.
No.
Because John wasn't really ready for that. Okay.
Yeah, I was under the impression we wanted to do the data center in the Act 5.
Well, the data center we have to do because that's on
time.
We only have another month and a half for that anyway, right, Tony?
Our clock is ticking.
So, I mean, Tony, I know you sent a pretty good, it was very good actually, memo. Do you want to speak to that and then I'll add to it?
Yeah, all I did was take... all I did was take the county ordinance and also some of the things that I've seen from others and try to incorporate them into a data center ordinance that deals strictly with making sure that data centers and data accessory uses and data equipment are defined, and that they would be allowed in a condition of use in a data zone that would be in an overlay zone that would be set up in conjunction with the planner. Because I don't believe that we should have a data center ordinance that allows it throughout the DD district. I think we should have just certain areas of that district where it's allowed.
I would definitely agree with that.
I would definitely agree with that.
Dimensional standards I talked about on page 3. It was hard to deal with this because there are so many different types of data centers. I've seen anything from 5 acres to 25 acres. The majority of the ordinance is in the county, didn't really set it either, but the minimum lot size of 7 acres for a small data center seems to be what most of them are doing. Maximum building height. Again, this is something that, you know, it would be 45 feet, but I'm concerned about whether or not someone is going to be able to build a data center at 45 feet, because as I understand it, with everything they put on the roof as far as equipment and cooling equipment is concerned, they're usually about 60 feet. Is that, am I incorrect, John?
No, you're correct on that, yeah.
Yeah, so I threw in 45 feet, but I think that we'll get some pushback on that from anybody that comes in with the data center.
What do they put on the roof that adds that footage to it?
I'm sorry?
Cooling towers.
Yeah, cooling units.
They put cooling towers on top. Mm-hmm. And they also put electronics on top.
Yeah, they do.
Landscape buffers, again, I think this comes pretty much from the county's ordinance. 25 feet is what everyone seems to be talking about, but I think you need to have a bigger buffer between residential district properties. So, again, this is just a draft for discussion purposes only. And I would really think that you would want to go with at least a 25-foot buffer on all sides of these data centers.
So, you know, I'll just add to what, and this is basically what I'm identifying. I think the ordinance is fine, and I think, you know, Tony's comments are great. I think the numbers is what we really need to tie down. Is
right.
That, you know, that's really what we need to do. I mean, personally, I mean, 7 acres is not a very big parcel. But then again, like 100 acres is a very large parcel, and I don't know how many 100-acre parcels are actually in the township that would even be relevant, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are a few. We did a study years ago about this, and there are a few parcels that are over 100 acres in the GD zone. But most of them are either tied up in the clean and green or conservation easements.
And that can be bought out of.
It could be bought out, but at a you would be paying 7 years worth of taxes.
That's right, but that's their choice.
That's correct.
Well, but you know, it's not unrealistic with this type of a development to think that the property tax on raw land is not that high. To pay the taxes on raw land for 100 acres with the kind of money they're spending is nothing.
Yeah, the kind of money they're making, they'll spend that in a heartbeat. It's like the permitting for the buildings should go up. Like, what do? Do we, like, something like that, just square off a spot? Like, we don't line it and say, well, that's where we go?
I really can't get this whole overlay zone stuff straight in my head, how that works reasonably.
Yeah, the idea being that there's a lot of parcels that are available in the DD district for development, and I think we look down the three lane and we say, okay, well, there's already a lot of developed parcels, but we kind of forget that there are other parcels that are in the DD zone that are on Route 6 and some of them are fairly large.
Yeah, but you're looking mostly what's left up there now is between the biggest parcel you got that could be developed would be right next to Kevin there, and that's 28 acres. 28 acres. And then the other ones are like more like 12 and 10 that are still for sale.
Well, not when you get up onto Shohola Township line.
Right. Once you get up that way,
big pieces
those
of
are
the
big pieces of
and they're yeah, and
that's
it's
right
level,
here, right?
And it's level ground.
Yeah, you've got big pieces there.
And it's level ground. It's not comparatively level, let's say.
Mm-hmm. But there's no residential around it. There's nothing that, I mean, that's like to me, that's where you yes and the no. overlay. Right to the left of that, you got...
what, this? In Shohola?
In Shohola. You got...
Sagamore
Estates.
Sagamore Estates, yeah, that's the
yeah,
first...
But it's not...
But that you got enough property there, they can
it's
be away
It's not
from
invisible there. Distance, so there's plenty of buffer there. so.
Yeah.
And we're focusing, I mean, I believe, is just in the DD, right?
Yeah.
Please